It's Greg and Dan Show on WMBD. Greg Batten, Dan DiOrio. This is a cool event. This is a cool cause. It's something happening tomorrow night up at Poor Brothers in the Heights. Recovery on Water, Poor for Paddles. We'll get to why it's that and how you can attend in just a second. But our guests are Barbara Vlachos. Did I get it?
Yep.
And Lindsay Vlamic.
Yes.
Did I get it?
You did.
A miracle, Dan. I'm not going to call them by their last names anymore. It's Barbara and Lindsay. Lindsay, start with you. Let's talk about your group. This is a organization regarding women recovering from breast cancer, right? Is that what our mission is here?
Yes, that's true. We're a rowing team for breast cancer survivors and previvors, which is a individual that has a genetic susceptibility to cancer.
What's that test called? What's that?
Is that BRCA?
BRCA
is one of the more common genetic mutations we see. So we offer free exercise for women either recovering or currently in treatment for breast cancer or that have had surgery.
And very important, right? That is one of the things that you can do for yourself is to get some more cardio and get some weight loss and all those things helps you, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Research has shown that it reduces recurrence by 50% if you get regular steady exercise. So that's what we're trying to accomplish.
Why rowing?
Rowing actually has a pretty rich history in Peoria, but the sports kind of died off. And Recovery on Water is a program that started in Chicago 10 years ago. And they've been helping breast cancer survivors there for the last decade. And we have connections up there, and they wanted to expand, so we became their first national affiliate team here in the River City.
So do you guys row? Where do you row? Where do you do this?
Well, that's what tomorrow is all about. So right now, we are still dry on land. We do not have enough money to purchase a boat to get out on the water, but the eventual goal is that we'll be rowing down here on the river.
Right outside our window?
Yep.
This will be unbelievable, Dan.
You know,
I'm going to yell at them when they go by.
I like the kayak, you know, or small boat like that, just rowing, which is good exercise. But we don't have a little, like Galesburg has a really neat little lake.
We don't have a big lake. We do it on the river. Now, when I think rowing, I think a fishing boat. You're not talking about that. You're talking about a competitive
sculling
or what?
Yeah, so sculling is when you have two oars.
Okay.
Sweep rowing is when you have one oar. So we would sweep row where each individual on the boat has one oar going off either the port or
but
the starboard
long,
side.
Thin boat.
Yes. Yes.
I always wanted to do that.
What does one of those cost?
It depends if you buy new or used.
Let's
but
go
we're,
new. What does
okay,
this thing
new,
be?
We'd love to do about 40 grand.
Okay.
Wow.
We figure that out.
Easy, right?
And in fact, tonight, Danny, and Barbara's going to tell us about this, at the event, or no, I'm sorry, tomorrow night, at Poor Brothers, for every Tito's drink that you drink, they will get a dollar.
Oh.
I'll put a dent in that
you
boat
can,
right there. I will do it for you guys.
Well, would you do it on the river or more in the lake area?
That's something we're still trying to hash out as far as barge traffic where the safest place for us to be would be somewhere.
All right, to raise money, you're having an event, Barbara. Tell me about it.
We are. It's called Poor for Paddles, and it's at Poor Brothers tomorrow. The event starts at 4, and 25% of all alcohol purchased, thanks to the owner, Nathan Monroe,
that's nice.
Comes back to row. And then at Slow Hand Barbecue, 10% of the food purchased comes back.
And they're
to,
just right across the way over
they're
there.
They're
right?
upstairs.
Yeah, upstairs.
And you can actually get the food and go downstairs and enjoy the Heritage Square. And
tell me the run of the evening. How's it going to go? What's going to happen?
Okay, so... Well, as a team, we're going up to Slow Hand to eat and have a team meeting and really enjoy that. And then we'll start the event at 4. We'll have a table, welcome table set up, selling T-shirts and koozies, and we'll have some silent auction items. And then really have information about row there. People will be enjoying food and alcohol and getting to know the crew, bringing all their family and friends. At 8 o'clock, Dexter O'Neill hits the stage.
Right.
But we'll be having some fun silent auction items, raffles, things
like that. You
start
around 4, right? So it's late afternoon and then into the evening with Dexter. That's a beautiful place to have fun. And bring your kids. It's fun outside. You sit out there in the nice weather. Hopefully we'll keep you dry, and it'll just be a fabulous night.
Yeah.
All right. And then for anybody that wants to find out more about you as an organization, where do you send them?
We have a public Facebook page. If you just search Row Peoria on Facebook, you'll find us there. Or we also have a website, recoveryonwater.org.
Well, please do us this favor. First of all, I'll see you there Saturday because I'm going to be there. But also keep us posted as the progress goes and you get the boat and all that stuff. We would love to follow this story. It's a good one.
Yeah, we'd love to.
Thank you for doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, guys.
8 o'clock, time for news.